Although everyone calls it the Big Bang, many books caution us not to think of it as an explosion in the conventional sense. It was, rather, a vast sudden expansion on a whopping scale. So what caused it? One notion is that perhaps the singularity was the relic of an earlier, collapsed universe, that we're just one of an eternal cycle of expanding and collapsing universes, like the bladder on an oxygen machine. Others attribute the Big Bang to what they call a false vacuum, or a scalar field, or vacuum energy. Some quality or thing, at any rate, that introduced a measure of instability into the nothingness that was. It seems impossible that you could get something from nothing, but the fact that once there was nothing and now there is a universe is evident proof that you can. It may be that our universe is merely part of many larger universes, some in different dimensions, and that big bangs are going on all the time, all over the place. Or it may be that space and time had some other forms altogether before the Big Bang, forms too alien for us to imagine, and that the Big Bang represents some sort of transition phase, where the universe went from a form we can't understand to one we almost can. These are very close to religious questions, Dr. André Lind, a cosmologist at Stanford, told the New York Times in 2001.